Craig, you must be absolutely delighted after that performance against the Huddersfield Giants. Your first Super League double as a coach and Rovers' first Super League double of the season.
Yeah, it's very pleasing. I thought we competed well and I thought we came here with the right attitude. We knew Huddersfield would be desperate. They've lost four games in a row and they were leading the comp and they've got a very good side. So for us to come here and play the way we did tonight, our boys deserve every accolade they get.
Huddersfield's home form actually had been the one thing that was their stock in trade, if you like. They were very strong here. I think only Wigan had beaten them and put them onto that slippery slope of a few defeats. But to win at Huddersfield is something that Rovers have only done once in their Super League career, and you've got to be proud of that.
Yeah, I am. The boys in that dressing room have been playing well over the last month or so, and they've been training hard. And they're getting the rewards that they deserve, and I couldn't be happier with them.
You must have anticipated that Huddersfield would have been a desperate and a wounded side after the record over the last half dozen games. Were you prepared for that?
Yeah, we always prepared the best we could for ourselves. We knew that, we've been playing pretty good footy lately, Chris, and we knew if we turned up with the right attitude and competed hard and, we're in the game at the back end, we might be in a position to win and get away with it, and that's what happened today.
Ben Gillier was in print during the week, previous week, of saying maybe Rovers were a little bit lucky with a couple of recent victories. Absolutely no luck about tonight's, though, was there? It was done in some style.
Yeah, I think we thoroughly deserved a win, and I'm sure if you talk to Nathan Brown, I'm sure he'll say that, because there was no luck involved whatsoever, you're right. And, we were behind too, early in the game, so for us to come back and play the footy we did, and, it's a pleasure to coach these boys.
And after a little bit of criticism in previous games, Konstantin Mika really took the game to the Huddersfield Pack and showed exactly why he signed him.
Yeah, I thought Con's been, pretty good for us this year. His best is yet to come, don't worry about that. The kid's only 22 years of age, and, for him to play at this level, it's a credit to him, and I thought today he was very good.
You shut the bag up a little bit in your selection of the side and recalled Jake Webster back to the team on the wing, which maybe raised a few eyebrows for the first time in 11 games. Did he come through okay?
Yeah, he came through okay, and he'll be a lot better for the run. Jake, he'll be the first to tee. He's a little bit rusty tonight, but, on his day, he's one of the best centres in the competition, and I'm looking forward to having him, in the weeks ahead.
There was an injury to Josh Hodgson. He left the field, came back with his thigh heavily strapped. What's the story there?
Yeah, it's just a cork. So we're hoping that he'll get through all right. I'm really keen for him to play in this England night side because he thoroughly deserves it. So, we're hoping that he'll be right for that.
Now, you've got a blank weekend next weekend for the England Exiles game. Is there any chance at all that Blake Green could be ready for the Catalans game, which is a week on Friday?
Well, if you talk to Blake, he'll be ready. But Blake won't play tonight. But, we need to be sensible and we need to get the medical staff, assessing Blake on a daily basis. We're hopefully he'll be right in a couple of weeks. If it's not Catalan, cross our fingers, it might even be the week after.
Now, Michael Dobson, he seems to get knocks every week and got the ice pack around his knee every week. He had a superb game today and he thoroughly deserved the Player of the Match award. And he went straight to the Rovers fans behind the post, which are behind us as we speak. Very deserved Man of the Match. How much does he contribute to Hull Kingston Rovers when he's out there? And would he be a better, worse team without him in it?
Oh, of course he'd be a worse team there. He's our main playmaker and, he scored a couple of tries for us today. And he's got a good kicking game and, I'm just lucky that I've got him.
And it was a try for Craig Hall, 3 tries in 3 games for Craig now.
Yeah, it's good to see Craig get over again. And again, I thought he had a steady game as well. Michael Dobson stole the show, tonight with his performance. But, Craig was also good.
And for David Hodgson, the 150th Super League try of his career.
Yeah, it's a pretty special effort from Dave. And, when he finishes playing, you'll be able to look back on that with a bit of pride, that's for sure.
And how would you assess the Hull Kingston Rovers' performance tonight in comparison with the games against Hull and against Warrington, which hit the headlines in previous weeks?
Yeah, I thought it was an improvement. We weren't chasing our tails, so to speak, today. I thought we were good from the word go, and we played consistent footy, right throughout the game. Yeah, we gave away a couple of soft tries, which we're, not happy with. But overall, we had a fully committed 80-minute performance.
And the Hull Kingston Rovers coach has got a smile on his face tonight.
Yeah, I have. I'm doing cartwheels inside, Chris, so I'm really happy.